Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, the podcast there. Phone numbers. What's the phone number there, Todd?
877-931-4TNT. Toll-free across the nation.
At TNT Radio Empire is Twitter. Facebook's out there, the official Todd and Tyler Facebook page. Nick's at Nick's Allen's for all Nick's gigs, including tonight in Iowa.
Yes, Farmhand Brewing Company in Erling, Iowa tonight.
Our friend Eddie Yip is at the Funny Bone this weekend. It is a Friday. You got big plans, Craig?
I think just a drag strip.
Oh, drag strip's still open?
Yes, well, it is.
It's still beautiful. It should be
open. It's great. Great to go out and watch
September's always really nice racing up north, and then all of a sudden it's not nice. So let's enjoy it while it's here.
I'm going to be hating Euros, Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah, you'll be watching that. Yeah.
Oh, I get all that intense. Starts today, this morning, right?
Right, yeah.
That was Wisconsin, Sheboygan.
Yeah, I can't, Whistling Straits. Bring myself to, because they all play on the
They're
tour.
All the same dudes.
No, I don't hate Rory McIlroy.
No.
I don't hate Heinrich Stenson.
I never got that
I can't
either.
Get all jingoistic about the Ryder Cup.
I never could either.
I was surprised I was in Wisconsin.
Right.
Oh, that's a great golf course. Yeah.
Is that normally overseas?
No, they trade back and forth.
Back and forth.
Oh, okay.
And they played PGAs. Other tour events at that particular
You're
golf
giving
course.
Up on your Vikings? You know, by the way, of all the 0-2 teams, they only a 4-point differential in their losses. That's it.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing.
But you could be 2-0.
They're 0-7 against Russell Wilson.
Oh.
And I was looking at some
analytics. By the way, they're due.
I saw that.
They have the worst kicking game in the NFL since 2011.
I saw that your boy Aaron is 4-5 against the Niners. Niners have their number, right?
Once partially because of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
But
that guy.
That's great.
So that game's Monday night, right?
Yeah. No, Sunday night.
Oh, that's a Sunday night game.
That's a Sunday night.
Who the Chiefs got, Nick?
Chargers.
Oh, that's
at
a good
noon.
Game. Where?
Kansas City.
Oh, it'll be Kansas City. It's at noon. Okay, yeah. Steelers got the Bengals. Your college team. Who the Hogs got, Craig, tomorrow?
They're going to lose to A&M, I think.
Ah, come on. The Hogs are ranked. A&M's not... Well,
yeah.
A&M's pretty decent. They're pretty decent this year, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They're much higher in the rankings.
You've got to have
perhaps
more confidence in there. Who the Huskers got there, Nick?
They play Michigan State.
Here's a pet peeve
Saturday
of mine.
Saturday night.
And this is a complete pet peeve, but it pisses me off all the time. The local news stations in our city would do the weather, like all local news stations do. And on Saturdays, they just put the big N up there. And they do it on away games, too. And I always yell at the screen every time, that game is not in Lincoln.
Yeah. Well, then they'll give you the weather for
the
game.
No, they don't.
They
don't.
I've seen that, before.
They don't. They list it. They run it right there. And they say, and the big N is on Saturday. And I go, that game's beautiful, but it's not here.
I thought they always give you the weather
for the
other place.
Michigan State tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do have that technology, though. Yeah. Like, I could dial up. I could tell you in a minute what the weather's going to be like in Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah,
or wherever.
Exactly.
It's my son's birthday.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
They're going to get their ass kicked on your birthday.
Who's Arizona State got?
Colorado. And they will be playing way too late.
Was it 10 o'clock tonight or 10 o'clock tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I don't know how you make those, man. You don't make those.
It's in Tempe.
Yeah.
You won't hold off on drinking a little bit to make it through the game?
Nick!
No.
Nick said hold off on drinking. You're the one in your driveway at noon saying, hey, anybody around?
Well, yeah, but my team's not playing at 10.
I feel for Todd. I don't know how he does it. He doesn't do it because, you know, you can't make it up that late.
You got to wait.
Kickoff's at 9:30, 10 o'clock Central.
Well, you're not going to kick off in the middle of the afternoon in the desert. It's awful.
I understand why they don't do it. But
it's just brutal.
They've talked about the West Coast schools, not the desert, playing earlier so people pay attention to them.
Oh, so yeah, so people would notice that.
Right. Yeah, but remember they did that one time last year, and remember what the effects was? Arizona State had a game that kicked off at like 9 a.m. Pacific time.
They played USC.
And remember that guy had to tap out because he had to poop.
Right.
It was right in the middle of his, his morning routine.
He
sacked the quarterback, ran right off the field and out the tunnel.
It
doesn't have to be 9 a.m. either. We could play noon Pacific time, and then it's at 3 o'clock on the East Coast, and East Coast media would see the damn game.
Yeah, you could do that up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, yeah. And they could do Southern California.
Not in the desert.
You could do it in Southern California.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that. UCLA.
No, you can't do it. Arizona State cannot do it.
No, I remember years ago, this was back when USC was good. I want to say it was like 05, 06.
Right.
They played Arizona State, and they threw money at them, obviously. Right. And they wanted to make that the 2:30 Central time, you know, the regional, ABC regional game, which would have been 12:30 in Tempe. And it was maybe September 15th, and it was hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Just miserable.
Got Colorado State. What about Iowa State? Well, you know, we got to check that out. And we got KU and Kansas State. Let's get those names in there, too. And Missouri. We got fans of all those people. Listen to the program.
Boise State, Texas Tech.
Yeah, what if you started off with a vodka Red Bull instead of a mule?
Give you
some fuel to get through.
That would be it, man. Just throw some Red Bull in your vodka. You'll be up all night watching your damn team.
I'm going to get up and golf on Sunday.
Well, that means you're going to miss the game completely then.
Probably.
Yeah. You're not a real fan.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to lose if you're not sitting in the right, spot on your couch.
Right.
No, I'm tired of wasting nice fall afternoons and not getting outside, especially when my team suck.
Yeah.
Kansas at Duke.
That's right. KU's at Duke.
It occurred to me that I'm running out of nice fall weekends.
Yep, yep.
They're not unlimited.
K-State at Oklahoma State.
Either of those teams any good? I haven't been following that.
Yeah, K-State's not bad.
K-State's in ranked 25th.
Yeah, K-State's pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been like this with the Huskers for a long time. It's like myself not paying attention to college football overall.
Right.
I'm like, man, it sucks that teams are good.
You know what that would make you?
I don't even want to see him.
That would make you a typical Husker fan.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to college football at all. Just your team.
Iowa State at Baylor.
Oh, okay.
And you know Baylor can bring it.
I saw Baylor last week in person. I got a full scouting report on them. Iowa State wants to get a hold of
them.
Yeah, I think watching the rest of the team just pisses me off because I'm like, oh, well, they don't have to take a timeout after a kickoff. They just run out onto the field.
No.
Weird.
Yeah, my boys are either fifth or sixth ranked right now.
Sixth.
Yeah.
Would they rank the teams?
They rank them.
Yeah, the good ones.
Weird.
They go to 25. There's also others receiving votes, which you don't have either.
Now that probably goes about 50 deep.
hey, when your boy gets his boys in there, you'll be fine, man.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
There's always a long list, at least in the whatever poll I'm looking at, of others receiving votes.
There's at least 15 or 16 up there, right?
At least.
Yeah. All right, good luck to your Hogs tomorrow, Craig.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Nobody hates the Hogs.
They should start ranking them 1 through 50 so we can be ranked.
They should.
I'd have to go a little higher.
That should be a good game. Huskers, Michigan State should be a really good game.
It's only a 4-point line, I think I saw.
Yeah, I heard someone say the other day, my team's got to be better, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the schedule is so tough. And I said, shut it down immediately. I said, you want to be the best, beat the best.
Is that a Husker fan saying that?
Yeah, it was.
The schedule's tough. You're just playing other teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be the best, beat the best.
It's not any tougher than anybody else's schedule. They're all playing Big Ten teams.
Exactly.
I mean,
but
sometimes
they're falling into that narrative.
Oh, God.
Falling into that narrative. Oh,
I liked it when we played
the
Big Eight and half the teams sucked all the time. That's what they're thinking.
When you had one big game a year.
Right. Big Ten's tough.
And if
it's always been tough.
If they were ranked fourth going into the playoffs, they'd bitch that they have to play the number one seed.
Right.
How
right.
You get to play the number one seed?
As you always do. That's how that works.
That's
the four
not fair.
Plays the one seed.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, national parks are going to be waiving entrance fees to celebrate National...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
National Public Lands Day is tomorrow.
All right. There you go, Todd. National
is that for
park
everybody?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought they were doing it, like, for veterans.
I guess
it's... Or is that a full-time thing?
This is... it just says waiving fees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who cares. The 424,000 members of the National Park Service fan page.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of people.
They're all tuned in, too.
Yeah. Did you see the woman that works for the National Parks, I believe, turning 100, the nation's oldest park ranger?
That. Yeah.
So
that's an old ranger.
Yeah. It's sort of. I mean, yes, it's an old ranger.
What does she do?
Here's the asterisk, though.
Or is she a figurehead?
Here's the asterisk.
You're in trouble, you call her and she shows up.
Her coworker's like, man, she's lazy.
Well, she leads tours at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historic Park in Richmond, California.
Hiking into the backcountry busting up meth labs.
No, and they took her keys away, I'm sure.
Here's the thing.
She ain't driving, right?
She is apparently a much-loved local celebrity. Yeah. She's also a civil rights activist, an author, and a business owner.
Good for her.
Okay. Now, they made a big deal. Maybe you saw this on the news. You saw this. They made a big deal about her turning 100 years old yesterday. And, it sounds great and wonderful. Right. Yeah, you know, 100 years old, out there. She started when she was 85, so she's actually only been doing this for 15 years, which is a long time for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been one of those deals where, if somebody old and they're on the news, they have to go wake them up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get a couple words from, we got to wake her up.
Right. It's your birthday.
I saw that in the nursing home I worked at. I was there and the guy turned 100. The newspaper showed up. The nurse's aides had to put him in a suit, rolled him out in a wheelchair, and they couldn't keep him awake for the photo.
Oh, no.
Local newspaper. Took the photo of him with a plaque in his lap. His eyes were shut. I always laughed at that. I mean, they really couldn't keep him awake. And he was 100 a long time ago. When 100, you probably weren't awake much. Nowadays, people live to be 100 in a little better shape.
Yeah.
Well, there are some people that reach a certain age where it's hard to get them to take a picture like it is with a kid.
Oh, yeah, right.
To be like, here.
Right here. Yep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And this is happening again. We've heard this story for many years. It keeps popping up, and it has popped up again in California. The Moreno Valley Unified School District in California is telling parents that flyers posted on one of its campuses and on social media are a prank. The district is not conducting a penis inspection day.
Oh, I love the penis
in
inspection
October.
Days. Yeah. Puss falls right every time.
Well, he starts it.
Yeah. Not falling for that again, puss.
Yes, you are.
He comes
yes,
in there.
Yes, you are.
Hey, the boss told me to check your penises. Well, Puss does inform us about a lot with the company we don't know anything about.
That's,
he does that a lot.
True. He does.
And every, the guys at the company said this. We believe.
Yeah.
So he sucks us in that way with real stuff.
It's actually in my job description. One of the things I have to do is pay attention to stuff.
Right.
And relay that info.
And he does do that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of email chains where we're not included.
Yeah, some of them.
So we don't know.
And some of them you are.
Or he pays attention.
Some of them
to it.
You are.
Right.
Sometimes I think he's just making
But he
stuff
fools
up.
Us. Hey, guys, another penis day. Oh, that was yesterday. It was, but it's again today.
Right, twice in a week?
Right.
I know.
Company said so.
Yeah. Random. It's random testing. What are you going to do?
And you can see mine right now.
I know. Please stop pointing it out.
He makes me let it hang mine out.
I love the feigned disappointment from Puss.
So it is
Students posted flyers around the campus at Vista Del Lago High School informing everyone of the, quote, mandatory health check. The flyer also read, quote, making fun of anyone's penis, end quote, could get students expelled. The principal said the student has been identified. All the flyers have been taken down.
Making fun of the penis.
Well, you shouldn't. That's a form of bullying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so the guy that made these flyers, was his penis getting made fun of? So he's like, I'm going to put signs up everywhere.
This has been going on for years. This is just the latest iteration.
It's like the guy
that does hilarious. I love the bit because people actually fall for it.
They do.
They show up, be like, you want to look at mine?
That may have been what inspired it, though, Nick.
That or people start protesting it.
Yeah, they do. They fall for it, right? They fall for it.
They take to the streets. Nobody's looking at my junk.
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday around here. We're in a new building, so checked all every day this time for some reason. Hey, guys, we're in a new building. I need to check your penis every day. We go, okay. Well, I didn't read it.
New building rules.
Puss always pays attention.
Yeah, that's the landlords. They said we got to.
It's the landlords.
Every time.
Yeah. You think we'd stop falling for it.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Well, what do we always say? Validation is validation.
That's right.
Yeah. You know.
How you doing?
Well, it's good to have somebody looking out for you. Right.
Nice penis.
That stuck to the tape.
Thank you. Do things still stick to the tape in this?
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely. We've had a couple from Nick this week already.
They did stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
NFL planning on making some changes to the wild card weekend schedule. Ian Rappaport is reporting that the league is likely going to have two wild card games take place on Saturday, three on Sunday, one on Monday.
How are they doing that? They're giving that person a short week then.
Yeah, it's a disadvantage.
And you know what? And I love doing I love the 3-on-3. Last week, year was since they did it.
It was awesome.
And now they're keeping it. 3-on-3 was amazing days because every one of those games meant something.
Yeah.
Even though, and now they're messing with it already. It should not be Monday night. That whoever wins that has a short week. And that's one thing, a really short week. I mean, they'll probably play them Sunday.
Yeah, they'll probably be Sunday night.
But either way.
Yeah, it's still the next day.
They're just taking away that entertainment we had in both those days.
But it was 3 Saturday and 3 Sunday.
Yeah.
Last year, I realized
only taking one away. But, you know, come on.
That's probably to make one of the networks happy.
Make money, I know.
Well,
such a great weekend last year.
They have not yet decided the broadcast partner for the Monday night playoff game. Right.
Yeah, so at some point in the game last night, they had to measurement. They had to get the chains out for a measurement. And
That's what Puss says, time for a measurement when he comes in here.
It occurred to me that, my God, is that antiquated.
I know, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
We have such good GPS technology right now, and we got two guys holding 10 yards worth of chain to figure out if you got a first down. That needs to go away. That needs to go the way of leather helmets.
Yeah, but
there's got to be a better way to spot the ball and measure where it is.
Yeah, they talked about putting something in that ball, you know.
But here's what's going to happen. They're going to find something, and then it's going to malfunction. Right. And then the next day, you're going to be here going, why can't we just have the chains?
I'll tell you what bugs me the most. I realize the refs have, you know, they do a tough job. We all watch our teams really closely. Or if you're rooting, and a guy runs for a first down, and he kind of goes out of bounds, and you see where the ball went. And the ref runs over, grabs the ball, stands there, and just says, where do I want to put this? And he just sometimes puts it back. And that's it. He's the decider.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're wrong, because I know a lot of refs listen to this program. I meet a lot of refs for some reason. They go, I love the show. So they're laughing at us because they're thinking, oh, that's the way it's done. I get that. But sometimes it just seems like willy-nilly. Like the ref grabs the ball and goes, well, I don't think it should be there. I'm going to put it here. And then all of a sudden, that's it.
Well, I've always
Then it's 4th-and-1 instead of a 1st-and-10.
Livelihoods are on the line.
Right. Livelihoods are – that's a great point. Livelihoods are on the line for these coaches.
Sure.
And us fans, our lives are on the line because we freak out.
Our very identity.
But I see it all the time. I was watching a high school game last night. I was watching. Hey, that guy got ripped off. That referee just put the ball the wrong place. It was on TV. I'm watching a high school game. I'm thinking, that's stupid. But you can't yell at these guys because, that's what they do.
Well, with the chain on the first down one, why can't they just put like a laser on it that would shoot across the field so you don't have to have the ref walking out with his hand on the chain?
There's a lot of talk about that because it is antiquated. It is.
I've always wondered how, like, you know, the line judge who's running up the sideline to make the spot, he has a weird angle on that. Right. On that play, he can't be completely correct about where that guy came down.
But I could take a picture of that football.
He's the decider.
With my phone and determine the exact latitude and longitude of where that football is.
True. And they walk up and grab it and say, hey, okay, so I'll put it here.
Dude, just,
come on, Clate. Come on, Clate.
Bring out the 10 yards worth of iron so we can make sure it went far enough.
Oh, Clate's got Steelers this week.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I love Clate. Yeah. He's the best ref ever.
Yeah. Until he, you know, misses a call on Sunday.
No. He's going into it now. I'm going to make sure he doesn't piss off my team. Or piss me off. He doesn't care.
That'll change the way you've used the whole game.
He doesn't care. He laughs at us. And he should.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think he's ever made a bad call. Or what I perceive to be a bad call.
I think Nick's got a work story about that.
But a lot of that's not him. He didn't throw the flag.
He didn't
throw a
flag.
Of it's him just, he's got to say,
he's
got to call what his team does.
And it happened under his watch. So
true.
But the white hat, you're right. The white hat, if he didn't throw the flag, it's not his deal.
One I recall that was a roughing the passer. That is the white hat's call.
Hey, you call Cleat out. I love Cleat.
Oh, no, I'm not calling Cleat out. I'm just saying. Yeah.
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.